The Elephant and the Stray Dog.
A long time ago in an ancient kingdom, elephants and dogs didn't get along. As a matter of fact, they hated each other. If a dog saw an elephant, they would bark as hard as they could to try to frighten the elephant away. Of course, it was really the dog who was frightened. After all, from a dog's point of view, an elephant was a very big animal. Elephants, on their part, liked to be left alone. They minded their own business and went about their work. Being the largest animal in the kingdom, they demanded respect. And if they ever caught one of those barking dogs, look out! They would pick them up with their trunk and throw them away, or if they really were mad, they would step on them. Besides, dogs lived in the dust and were always dirty, so most people didn't care much for dogs either. While elephants were proud animals, prized by their owners, and of all the elephants, none could be prouder than the royal elephant. His job was to carry the king on special occasions. During parades, he was dressed up in beautiful red and gold cloth with jewels on his head. Then a big seat was put on his broad back so the king could sit on it. His ivory tusks were polished and gold ornaments placed on their tips. When he was not working carrying the king, he was given the best care of any animal in the kingdom. He had a special keeper to see that he was fed the best food, that his stable was kept clean, and that he was given his bath whenever he needed it. The king himself would come to inspect his special elephant every day. And so the keeper was kept very busy making sure the elephant was happy. One day, a scraggly little dog wandered into the royal stables. He smelled the sweet rice that the elephant was eating and couldn't resist following the smell. He was so small that the elephant didn't even notice as the little dog crept between his legs to eat some grains of rice that had fallen. Every day, the little dog crept into the stable to share the scraps from the elephant's meals. Pretty soon, he was not so scraggly anymore. His coat shone a golden brown and his muscles bulged. His eyes were alert and he was the best looking dog in the kingdom. As he had not disturbed the elephant all this time, the elephant got used to having him around. And the dog, for his part, has lost his fear and never barked. They became good friends. The elephant looked forward to the dog's visit and would even wait to eat until the dog joined him. They even began to play together. The dog would grab the elephant's heavy trunk, and the elephant would swing him back and forth from side to side, up and down, and even in circles. Soon they were the best of friends and never wanted to be separated from each other. Then one day, a man visiting from a faraway village passed by the elephant shed. When he saw the frisky dog, he offered the elephant's keeper some money. The keeper did not even own the dog, but he wanted the money, so he sold him. He knew he was wrong, so he kept it a secret. The man quickly left and took the dog back to his faraway village. Of course, the royal elephant became very sad. He missed his best friend. He became so sad that he didn't want to do anything, not even eat or drink or bathe. So the keeper had to report this to the king. But he said nothing about selling the friendly dog. It just so happened that the king had a very wise advisor who was famous for his knowledge of animals. The wise man went to see the elephant. The elephant is very sad, but he does not appear to be sick. Animals and people become this sad when they lose a very good friend. So he asked the guards and attendants, "Do you know if this elephant was very good friends with anyone?" When they told him how the royal elephant and the stray dog were best friends, he asked, "Well, what happened to this stray dog?" "He was taken by a stranger," they replied, "and we don't know where he is now." So the wise man returned to the king and said, "Your Majesty, I am happy to say your elephant is not sick. Though it may sound strange, he became best friends with a stray dog. Since the dog has been taken away, the elephant misses his friend. That's why he won't eat or drink or bathe." The king said, "Friendship is one of life's most wonderful gifts. How can we bring back my elephant's friend and make him happy again?" "My lord," replied the minister, "I suggest you announce that the person who has this dog will be punished." And so the announcement was made. When the villager heard it, he released the dog right away. The dog was so happy that he ran as fast as he could straight back to the elephant. The elephant was so happy to see him that he picked up his friend with his trunk and sat him on top of his head. And they both lived happily ever after. And so, my fellow travelers, it's good to know friends come in all shapes and sizes.